Where do I start? Q&A, I guess. Go ahead and begin. That's right. Thank you. Although I'm a big West Wing fan, and I've seen this scene a lot.
Your economic policy.
That's right.
Can you just tell us where you think Trevor is at this point? I mean, Gary has said he's coaching him hard because he wants to see.
I love what Gary's doing, and I totally agree. He's showing us he's got a great knack to handle a lot of pressure. Think of the games he's played in this year. And there have been a lot of big games for a young quarterback. And he's proven that he can keep a pretty steady mindset through an up-and-down, tough, close game throughout the season. And so when a guy's like that, you want to keep pushing him. Because, sometimes players don't know how far they can go until you push them as a coach. And that's what Gary's been doing, and I love it. Because he has made strides progressively throughout the season for a young quarterback that hasn't had a whole lot of game experience in the NFL.
How much was that composure under fire evident from when he studied his Northwestern film?
No doubt about it. There's certain things you look for on tape that say to you, all right, fourth quarter, come from behind, 2 minute, maybe red zone when there's some more blitz going on. How does he handle that? Does the ball get rid of in the bad place when there's a possibility going? And he seemed to always make good decisions. The other thing you look for is after maybe a mistake, fumble, interception, what does he do the next play? How quickly does he come back? And he showed that he had a pretty good calm composure in those situations.
Based on kind of a small sample size, on the outside there's kind of some negativity around Paxton Lynch and the couple of games he's played. Is that unfair?
Way too young. Way too young. I've coached quite a few guys in the league, been through a few ups and downs of a young quarterback. He's only played, what, 2.5 games? And, your first year, you're still learning the offense. I don't care who you've coached or who's played. The first year is a learning curve like no other, because it's one thing just to learn the playbook, but then to have to go and execute it against a moving defense, it takes time. And so I think he's done a good job of protecting the ball for a young quarterback in the 2.5 games he's played. But there's no doubt he's still learning a lot, and I'm pleased with his progress. It takes time for a young guy to learn.
You do see some guys like Dak come in and have a great rookie year. What's the difference between a guy who does hit the ground running and a guy who you say is maybe pretty young?
I think he's been able to get a lot of reps to get him going to that point where he's played and gained confidence. They've leaned on the run game real well for him. That's helped him, so he doesn't have to be throwing the ball a lot. And so in that situation for him, I think it's worked out well, where he got a whole lot of reps early on because of the injury, and that's made his progress increase.
You've seen Bill a lot over the years. How does he get his guys to play so disciplined on defense?
Exactly. One thing I could say is they don't do a ton of stuff. Now, they'll give you different looks, but when it's all said and done, it's a lot of the similar coverages or blitz packages, but they give you the different looks that make it look like it's more. And so they stay really disciplined on the stuff that they teach that isn't a large volume, but it's a good variety. And throughout his history, it's been very disciplined, no doubt.
Trevor's toughness stand out for you? I mean, he's been not only the sacks, but it seems like he's taken a lot of hits. I mean, where does that stand, and are you working with him to maybe learn how to protect himself a little better?
No, I think that's been good. I think that's a learning curve for any quarterback. You can do only so much in practice. You obviously never get a hit in practice, but with the drill work, you can only do so much. But there's been a growing curve for every young quarterback to go through the situation. Maybe I get the ball out, don't take the extra hit, and try to make the play on a certain situation. And you could see that actually occurring with him as the season progresses. But I have liked what I've seen. Now, he's still not 100% now from the foot, and he played, pretty tough last week. Missed a couple plays at the end for us to win it. That's what we're trying to push him harder for. But I have liked seeing him coming back from the foot and his shoulder injury and competing like he has.
How well does he respond over the course of season two when you as coaches kind of push him and say, okay, this is good, but you can do more?
He gets it. He likes the challenge. He doesn't question it. He understands, the standard that's been set here. I mean, I tell any quarterback that comes into this building, not many places where the GM is a Hall of Famer and the head coach is really good at coaching the quarterback position. So the standard is set high here. I fortunately went through it in San Francisco in my growth when Bill Walsh was in the building and Steve Young was the quarterback. I mean, you like it like that because that's what's going to drive. You're going to find out if the player wants to be great, because if that's the standard that's been set here by those that are in the building, that's what's going to be expected for those playing in the game.
Hey, Greg,
I got two more and I got to get back up there, guys. I'm sorry.
One of the adages in football is and always has been that two of the best friends of a young quarterback are tight ends and the running game. Would you like to see more use of the tight ends in the running game?
I think we're seeing a little bit of the tight end usage with A.J. Derby coming in and the third down situations. That's helped us a little bit. It's always about ebb and flow of a season. Sometimes there's a need more for the tight ends. But I tell you what, those receivers we got are special. And to have two special ones on your roster, you want to try to get the ball in their hands as much as you can because they will make plays after the catch. And I like leaning on those guys, you know, in this situation to help the quarterback out. It's not always the tight end. Depends what your personnel is, in my opinion.
Anything else? All right.
All right, guys. Sorry. Got to get back up.